Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of You Haven't Heard This Music podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream, with chats and banter, with guests and hosts. No guests this week, I'm afraid, just two hosts, myself, Richie, and Ema. The music in which you can hear behind me currently is an exceptional sonic experience by Proportive. Unity, the track lands April the 30th, so this is a bit of an exclusive, and is today's intro.
Welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music podcast. I'm Emer here with
Richie,
and we are all about lesser known artists and music, and talking about music with lesser known artists, and giving a spotlight to those who we believe are as good as people in the mainstream media, if not better.
It's not easy.
This is my introduction. I am finished now. So, Richie, how are you?
I'm good. Listeners might note that things are a bit different this week. First artist, we haven't introduced a guest. For the foreseeable future, we're not going to have a guest on every episode like we always do. We'll probably have the odd guest here and there, maybe. Yeah, so no guest this week.
Fingers crossed.
So, yeah, we changed up the setup, the layout. It's not no longer the head-to-head. We're just bringing lesser known music that we like. We're going to listen to it, you listen to it, and we're just putting it out there. We'll have the wild... Ding, Ema, ding. We'll also have a wild card at the end because that never stops being fun.
And we will also be playing one of our interviews from Artist of the Week.
There is no intense hardcore genre musical challenge mode. Go!
Go!
But yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah, anything else to add? Ema, how are you, Ema?
Hello. Yes, I am well, thank you. Excited to try out this new format. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I agree. It's going to be awesome.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do it.
Anything to bring in? Any news? Anything fun? Any interesting facts? What have you got?
Well, it's funny you should mention that because, Richie, I actually have prepared something. and I prepared this on the 13th of April, so we will be going with that date. And I haven't thought of what to call this. I'm thinking a walk down rock and roll fame or I don't know. Anyway, so this information was taken from thisdayinmusic.com. And so I'm going to set the scene. Abbey Road Studios, April 13th, 1965. It's evening time. It's brisk and the air is cool. And inside, the Beatles are recording Help, which John Lennon later admitted to Playboy magazine. It was a subconscious cry for help. Honestly, and as well, like if the chords weren't so jaunty and they were in a minor key, the song is actually really sad.
You should do that. Do a cover of it and change it to minor keys.
Oh my God, I'm going to do that and I'll send back over for this interview.
Sorry.
We can actually do that. I can record like the chorus or something in a minor key and then we could like cut to that after I say it's actually sad.
Yeah, make it kind of that'd psychotic kind of as well, like someone's really going out the head.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm good at that. I have experience. Okay, so there were a lot of releases April 13th of various years. Maybe it's a lucky date. In 1971, the Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar was re-released on their own label, Rolling Stone Records. In 1973, Bob Marley and the Wailers released Catch a Fire on Island Records, which is now regarded as one of the greatest reggae albums of all time. April 13th, 1973, David Bowie releases his sixth studio album, Aladdin Sane, which is a pun for a lad insane. So maybe he could do the Help cover. April 13th, 1974, Elton John skyrockets to number one on the US singles chart with Benny and the Jets, while the US album chart sees Paul McCartney's Band on the Run at number one. April 13th, 1979, Thin Lizzy releases their ninth studio album, Black Rose, a rock legend. And April 13th, 1982, wasn't as lucky for David Crosby, who was arrested when police found him preparing cocaine backstage in his dressing room before a show in Dallas.
Bloke.
Yeah. He puts the blow in bloke.
Nice.
Thank you. And that's a few things that happened on April 13th.
So there you go. Thank you for that, Ema.
I was thinking of calling... No, my pleasure. I was thinking maybe it'd be called Rock and Roll Recall.
I quite like the one you said before, was it Rock and Roll Memory Fame?
Oh, a trip down Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I like the play on words. Yeah, that was quite good. I like that.
Thank you. That was my first choice. I'm going to make a note of that. Put a little star beside
it. Work out which one you like the best to go away and sort out a jingle for it.
Ooh, I think a walk down Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There you go then. On with the show.
I
think you can bring the first piece of music if you like.
I would love to bring the first music piece.
It's not easy, is it, podcasting?
It is not. a lot of thinking and talking at the same time. So I am bringing Charmaine Devi. I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. Okay, let me start again. Charmaine Devi, Radio of None.
I'm too much to end the loneliness. Let roam your bones. Your bones leaking in the night. You look outside. I saw it in a dream. In a dream.
Charmaine Devi with Radio of None. Charmaine was born in Montreal, Canada. She's the founder and lead singer of a cutting-edge Canadian punk band formed in Vancouver. They toured extensively across North America, so she's had a really cool and incredible journey in the music industry, and she's a fantastic musician. She's very interesting, a great singer-songwriter, so please be sure to check her out. And I love her style. I think it's quite 70s-esque, Janis Joplin kind of style, and great storytelling.
I agree. This is doesn't feel very punk. It feels very 70s. It feels very the hippie era, 60s, 70s. I don't really know what to say about it because I've listened to it once, but it's a good song. I like it a lot. Cool. Yeah, I like that song a lot. Really good. Really, it's kind of emotive, is that the word?
I think that sums it up.
It's got a lot of, it's got like an atmosphere about it without having to be too powerful and enigmatic. It's stripped back and to the point. I like it.
Yeah. Simple but effective.
Very effective, yeah. I think she could be more, her voice could be Marmite to some people. You're either going to love her or hate her, but I like it, yeah.
Me too.
So cool. That was that. I'll have a go now, Ema, if that's okay.
Take it away, Richie.
I'm going to go with the missing frets. Now, unlike you, I don't prepare my speeches in advance, and I just read the emails. It's what I do.
Fair.
So they sent an email to us. When did they send it? It was March the 5th, 2021. And they said, "Hey, hope all is well. We were just wondering if you could do a news post about the band, new music." Oh, yeah, the brand new music from the Missing Frets. And I saw farts. It's frets, but for the first time I saw farts. But anyway, nothing in between. All the information you need can be found below. Sitting in a... I need to know a bit about them. I don't want to... Lyrically, Nothing in Between was recorded and co-produced with Cardinal Recordings and The Missing Frets as part of their album Pipe Dreams during the spring of 2019. Okay. And released in the spring of 2020 during the beginning of the pandemic. The music video was filmed in the winter of 2020, right before the pandemic exploded. The band held off on releasing the video until February 2021. They're talking about the video, but you're not going to be able to see the video because this is a podcast, but you will be able to listen to the music. It is a podcast. But you will be able to listen to the tune, and the tune is Nothing in Between by the Missing Frets. Enjoy.
To throw to you, should have built it out. like I try to learn from your mistakes. But it's hard to look to the other way in the game I'm trying to engage. Just to cause a negative impact and bend up with a thumbtack.
So that was The Missing Frets, did I say? The Missing Frets.
Indeed.
With
no,
their song.
Yeah. Sorry.
With their song, Nothing In Between. You can probably hear my dog barking. I can. Great song. Nice, fun song. Really like this. I haven't looked on Spotify. I hope it's on Spotify because I want to put it on my playlist. It's got, for me, it's an gives me a bit of nostalgia. It's got a 90s indie feel about it. Takes me back to bands like, I can't think of the name, but do you remember the song Brimful of Asher?
Brimful of Asher. 45.
That kind of thing. Love that. Love it a lot. So it took me back, but it doesn't feel dated. It's nothing groundbreaking kind of like, in the way that they're playing. There's nothing special. It's nothing you haven't heard before, but they've just got all the notes in all the right places, and the lyrics are fantastic, and it's just a great song. Production's good. I like the solo in it. I find with a lot of music now, especially by indie artists, they can overdo the solo, and it feels out of place, and it's there for the sake of being there. This wasn't. It just fit in nicely. The middle eight broke up the song perfectly, and it was a nice middle eight as well. Stopped it being a repetitive song. Yeah, it's simple, but really effective. Really good song. Loved it.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like classic British to me. I don't know, classic British rock kind of... great voice. It reminds me of Jake Bugg. I don't know if you know.
Yes.
Him.
Yeah.
And great energy, well produced. I like it. Tick the boxes.
Good. I'm glad you liked it. You can go now. What's your next song?
My next song is Drastic the Authentic featuring 10 Miles Logan with Kimati. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Chimati.
Killing the rap game, the cool when they say envision. Rappers on a mission, not a competition. Just keeping this hip hop thing alive. Kakao chakacho, kanona kids, and we are kuzora kids, I'm a skill. Flexing my muscles for mic, did he screen ya? I'm just playing with y'all a little. The realest and illest rapper from Africa to the US. Drastic, the authentic for real. The microphone is my weapon of choice. Spoiled for words, you never catching me slipping. I'm flipping the script, switching, turning haters to believers.
I'm hearing a lame sounding old. break and it's chikuche kutipu. Drum, double drum, murira, dini dress, dig, 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 say in the standard for rap, local hip hop, nigga, save, I'm a tyrant, dig, chia, visa, va, street, visa, sit on the hip hop, vataza, ku, raise, a level. Well, I'm here to change that, dropping and sitting new records with intellectual raps, vernacular, nechirungu, dino, sota, just sit like that, switching like an automatic, dynamic, dig, chingo, yenda, hapana, anondi, misa, sandi, yeze, I'm lethal, musandi, chki, sendo, chki, sando, vundu, tanyango, iye, wacho, ano, jita, mambo, no, donza, tambo, on the mic, I don't mumble, I recite inside a riot of lyrics. My verses will give you shivers and chills. You know it's a muka pa microphone. Didi muka an animal in his territory. Radio de yangu chimuchinda tora zhangu kuputa kuchita changu dachi fekera muhonwe anochida huya puno. Verbal assault, lyrical ranger, per mic, dine danger versus a mangoro mera. Punchlines, I drop dimes, I disikize. I'm like any mic in his prime, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, and Phelps. Total savage on the mic, hear the damage and end a couple careers. I am your biggest of fear. Cheers to the most high for giving me this amazing talent. Now I'm showing and telling, using it to my advantage. The total package, I'm a completely different breed. The type of rapper needed for hip hop to truly succeed. I'm taking over. You fakers, your reign is over. My joke is nguva yakwana, hatichada funny business.
Hey, nigga, need you put head to multi touch. They change your game. All the rappers I'm hearing are lame, sounding all the same. Need you put head to multi touch. They change your game. Show my whole body, none of the rest ain't gonna know. Yeah, need you put head to multi touch. They change your game. All the rappers I'm hearing are lame, sounding all the same. Need you put head to multi touch. They change your game. Show my whole body, none of the rest ain't gonna know.
So that was Chimuche by Jurassic the Authentic featuring 10 Miles Logan. Now, I'm picky about rap, but like this to me was just fantastic. So Jurassic the Authentic is an artist from Zimbabwe. Don't have much information on him, but like I think that's like the future rap, like that beautiful blend of languages, like just effortlessly. Yeah, I think this is super commercial, but it has a hint of new to it, and like it just goes hard. Like I was like, I just dance every time I hear it. It makes me so happy. Really strong hook, very very catchy, and I could definitely see this being a big thing.
Is this one being sent to us by our sponsor?
No, it is not.
Have we had no songs from our sponsor this week?
I've been kind of behind. But we have an artist of the week from our sponsor.
Oh, okay, got ya. Okay, mm-hmm. That's cool.
So that'll be at the end.
Yes, I agree. This is very commercial hip hop. You said it's the future of hip hop. I think this is the past of hip hop. This is reminds me of the Chris Brown, Usher type era of hip hop. That's not a bad thing though. It's kind of like R&B/hip hop, very commercial. And it was a good era for music. I was out every single weekend dancing my arse off to this type of music. So I love this. I've got nothing against this. It's nice for us to have a piece of hip hop sent to the show that we can actually play, because we refuse to play hip hop or any type of music with the N word and too much profanity, because we've tried to be as family friendly as possible. I don't even think we've sworn in this episode so far. You might be able to send this out as the first ever episode that's not explicit, but love it. So yeah, if you're a hip-hop artist and you want to get heard on the show and you have a family-friendly version, send us that. We'll be more likely to play that. Yeah,
yes.
But yeah, I love this nice cool email. This was a recent finding, I think. I did listen to this. I did like it. I wasn't going to bring it to the show, but I was going to give them Artist of the Track of the Day, sorry.
Yeah, deservedly so.
But I don't need to now, because they're on the show, so it doesn't matter.
Here they are.
So there you go. My next artist, because that's how this works, is Rebecca Levy. Levi, Rebecca Levi, L-E-V-Y, Levi? No, Levi would be L-E-V-I, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Rebecca Levi. And it says, please find attached Rebecca Levi's brand new single, I Only Drink Champagne, mm-hmm. along with the artwork. And that's a PR company right there. It's that's all they've sent me. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. I tell a lie. Sorry.
Ooh.
For the class of 2009, pop music meant something quite different as indie artists dominated the charts. Well, what's that got to do with this? Spoken word style verse. Okay, whatever. Inspired by the likes of Joni Mitchell, Joni Mitchell social commentary, but infused with indie pop, rock, guitars and groove, Vampire Weekend style. Do you know who Vampire Weekend is?
Ooh, yes, I do. I like them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of jumpy pop punk kind of.
Okay. This Instagram themed anthem is the relatable story of millennials and Gen Zers everywhere. Does it say anything about her? Doesn't say really anything about her, so we have to guess. But yeah, this is a song, I Only Drink Champagne.
Purple tints and faded light, inferiority at night. Make believe some smiles and laughs to get the winning photographs. We all know life's not what it seems, but jealousy of colored screens breeding irrationality. And so you give them what you think they want to see. So we fight fire with fire again, romanticized rebellion. So hypocritical we know, just another way to show that your life's as interesting as mine. We've all got money, friends and time, you know it's fake and so do I. So why lay I owe you, caught me taking a walk in the rain. Don't need worldly possessions, my blessings are lessons, but I wear new clothes every day. And my body is my temple, but I drink vodka for the pain. Whoops, I mean champagne, is that mundane? My bad. Doesn't matter where I've been, I didn't go if you've not seen. I went with perfect skin and hair, so you'd think from what I share. I'm sorry, I'm perpetuating all the things I hate. Don't judge, I know you do the same. What a stupid game. Oh, you caught me taking a walk in the rain. Don't need worldly possessions, my blessings are lessons, but I wear new clothes every day. And my body is my temple, but I drink vodka for the pain. Whoops, I mean champagne, is that mundane? Over my ask the question, am I suggesting that this is how to write a song? And I believe in positivity, but spreading it politically can tap the creativity that breeds in negativity. And you feel like a failure when you're not as happy as they say they are. So you download an app to make you thinner, a winner. You look like Kylie Jenner, then a friend's jealous and down. Download and the cycle goes around. We hate it, berate it, but it's hard to break it. They all fake it, so why can't we? Don't ask me, cause it's nothing new to fake a smile with lipstick and veneers. Humanity's been doing this for thousands of years. Oh, you caught me, I don't have a clue how we win. You think by writing a new song I'd have a solution, not just a confession of my sins. Well, the moral of the story is that if you look deep within, I think it's clear and plain what I've been saying is that I drink champagne. Oh, you caught me taking a walk in the rain. Don't need worldly possessions, and lessons, but I wear new clothes every day. And my body is my temple, but I'll drink vodka for the pain. Whoops, I mean champagne. Is that mundane? My bad. I only drink champagne. And Tinder's just a game to boost my ego when I feel low. Scroll through Instagram for hours and check for more likes in the shower, cause I'll probably take it down in about 40 minutes if it's not got at least 100 likes already. I know, it's sad. My bad, I only drink champagne.
Uh, Rebecca Levy with the I Only Drink Champagne. I'm a big fan of this. Like this a lot. It's very quirky. Reminds me of Lily Allen's stuff a bit.
I was thinking that.
I love the bridge in this. There's like a bridge where the drummer does a bit of a roll on the rim of a snare, and that stood out. Obviously, as a drummer, that kind of boring shit stands out to me. But yeah, I love that. She's got an endearing voice, nice voice. I like her voice a lot, and she's also got a bit of grit to it in parts. But the grit isn't like gritty. It's like an adorable, cute grit. I hope she's not to offend, but I don't know if that makes sense either. Does that make sense?
It's like a little growl kind of.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Attitude. Yeah.
Do you like this, Nima?
I do like this. It made me laugh. It made me chuckle. It's relatable. I love her words. I just love the words. It's really, really good.
There's a lot of home tunes in there, isn't there?
Oh, for sure. It's a great commentary on today's society.
Yeah. Especially with the Instagram. I'll just put this up for an hour, and if it doesn't get over 100 odd likes, I'll take it down.
For sure. I drink vodka. Is that mundane? What a shame. Okay, well, I only drink champagne. It's good.
And I drink vodka for the pain. That's my excuse. Yeah. So yeah, love
that's
that.
A lot of fun.
Love that a lot. Check her out. Check out all of our artists that we play. We'll leave all the links in the show notes. Do check them out. Go and show them some love. If you like their work, buy their work, because they're not paid by the big corporations like you are. Not you. I mean you're not paid by the big. I mean, maybe you are. I don't know. But yeah, random. No. So yeah, we're gonna. Okay, so yes, our final section, the wild card.
Whoa.
Since we don't have a guest to flick through the emails, I'm going to have you flick through the emails for me. So I'm flicking through. Just tell me when to stop. I'm flicking. Okay, what have we got? We have Laura Solnicki. I quite like that name.
That's a cool name.
Hi, Richie. I hope this finds you well. It has.
Has it found you well?
It's found me really well. I wanted to share the new album from Toronto-based singer, composer, poet Laura Solnicki. The one and the other. The singer, composer and poet Laura Solnicki is praised for her boldly unique style, all about jazz. Okay.
Solnicki's all about jazz. Album. You like jazz?
Solnicki's third album, The One and the Other, out March 12th on the Outside In Music label, is an art song project that mines the tension between the music and the poetry. I call these songs tone poems, says Solnicki, because they are governed and held together by a poetic logic, as well as being an offshoot of that tradition. I don't know what any of that means, if I'm being absolutely honest. So,
but it sounds fancy. Sounds like we're going to get some cool poetry.
And again,
maybe like some spoken word.
So yeah, this is Laura Solnicki with her song "The Embrace," which is track one from the album "The One and the Other."
Cast off one gesture. Ossified by air, damp unswathed and set with care. Epochs that are still so stay so sweet.
unhinging his rim. New matter binds coarse edges, fuse away.
Okay, so that was Laura Solnicki with her song Embrace. I'm going to put this on my playlist, if I can, if it's on Spotify. Because eventually this will become one of my favourite pieces of music, I think. But at the moment, as it stands right now, right this second after listening to it that first time, I hate it. And the only reason I hate it is because I don't understand it yet. There's too much that doesn't fit, but I know it does fit. And I need to listen to it to work it out and to make it work in my mind. But I know that I'm going to love this piece of music after listening to it about probably 10 times. But even after listening to this 10 times, I'm still going to pick something new out of this every single time. Every time I ever listen to this again, and it'll be numerous times because this will go on my playlist, I'm going to pick something new out of this every time. There's so much going on. There's so much to extrapolate from it. But it's done so well. It's very clever. There's some amazing sounds going on there. It's not just... Some really good songs produce a soundscape. This produces many soundscapes.
It's like a whole world.
Yeah, and it's... I don't understand it yet, but I want to understand it and I want to delve into it. So at the moment, I don't get it and I hate it, but I know that I'm going to learn to love it. And that's the problem with this type of music. This type of music needs to brew. It needs time to settle with you. Most people aren't going to enjoy this type of music the first time, but the problem is that most people only listen to a song once and make the mind up on that one listen. And if it doesn't work the first time, that's it. And that's why this type of music doesn't get listened to as much as it should, because it doesn't get the time of day that it needs, I think. But yeah, I love it. I don't love it, but I'm looking forward to loving it.
I love it. It just gives me feelings and I don't know what they are, but like I feel like I could just listen to that for like an hour. It's modern jazz. I feel like she's taken something old and made it new. Her voice is perfect. Like, this song is a masterpiece. You can just, everything is so meticulously placed. Like, even, I think there was one breath that she takes in that whole song that was kept in, like, the production, and you just know that it's for an emphasis, that it's there for a reason. And again, I don't think this is everyone's cup of tea, but I think that those who sip that cup and they do like it, they're gonna love it. You're gonna absolutely love it. It's a work of art.
I think you said that her voice was perfect. I didn't think her voice was perfect. I thought there was lots of imperfections in there, but I don't think that they were because she couldn't sing. She probably could sing a normal boring song really well, but I think that they're kind of like nuances to the song that she's put there purposefully.
And but like, it was real as well. I feel like she's like mixed between a bit of theater singing and jazz singing. Like, it was almost like two styles were in there.
Yeah,
when she went to the lower notes,
it almost felt improv. I thought,
yeah. I don't know. I think it definitely needs to be listened to a million more times.
If I'm going to check her out on Spotify, this will go on my playlist. So people, please go check her out. I'm guessing a lot of people probably won't, but I'd encourage you to. Think outside the box, people. Think outside of the box. Many years ago, I would have been in the same position, just listening to the same commercial garbage, and I'd have heard 30 seconds of this, turned it straight off. Now, after doing this podcast and listening to lots of music all the time, I can now appreciate music. And even if I don't appreciate it, I know that I will learn to appreciate the song. So, whatever. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Information will be in the show notes. Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat them all up.
Right, so we've listened to all the songs. I think we've come towards the end of the show. It's been fun. I've enjoyed myself. Have you enjoyed yourself, Amy?
I have enjoyed myself. Thank you. And I've listened to some fantastic music today.
Okay, so we're going to finish off with our Artist of the Week and your interview with our Artist of the Week, Ema, who I believe is Boy Blue, also sent to us by our sponsor, who is...
She is brought here by Stream on Distro, because your music is personal and it should be treated that way. Stream on Distro, music distribution. Check it out.
So, yeah, that we're going to play that out now. We're at the end of the show. Just want to say I've been Richie.
I've been Emer.
Thanks for listening.
If indeed you still are.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast. Today I am joined by a couple very special guests. With me I have Lisa Blue and Sean O'Connor from Boy Blue. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Emer.
Hi, Emer.
So can I ask, how did Boy Blue come to be?
Well, Sean, you want to take that?
Lisa and I have some mutual contacts both in Ireland and in the US. I lived in the US for 12 years playing, and Lisa was looking for a guitar player initially just to play on some recordings. She contacted me and I said, yeah, no problem. We met in Dublin on a couple of occasions when Lisa was over here. And basically, she sent me the recordings over that she had done of some demos. And we were quite happy with the initial results, so we decided to make it a full-time project as opposed to just like doing a couple of songs, which was the initial plan.
It's really wonderful when you can find someone that you have that natural collaborative feeling with. So perfect match. And Sean, so you actually produced the tracks as well, do you? With the last three, Lisa
was
saying?
Yes, yeah. The way we did is I will record the tracks to a certain level and then send them to Lisa. She puts her vocals on, sends them back, and then we finish them up and mix them.
That's brilliant.
So it's literally a transatlantic effort, you know?
Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, technology.
Thank goodness for it, huh? And Lisa, you're a drummer, aren't you? And a singer-songwriter. So cool. So how did you get started in music? And how did you get to Boy Blue?
The drummer thing happened very young, and I started teaching myself really around 10 or 11, and I was in my first band around 12. So throughout the decades, basically, I was always the drummer. Once in a while, I would sing back. Once in a while, if a cover fit my voice, I would sing the cover if it was a cover band while playing drums, you know. But I had an injury that happened that is prohibiting my leg to do what I needed to do on the kick anymore.
Oh, my God.
What I did was a couple of years ago decided I'm just going to – yeah, it's not as bad as it sounds. It needs a lot of therapy. But So I decided to pick up the guitar and start writing some songs and singing. And I was actually in school at the same time for music production.
Wow.
So a lot of the demos that I had given to Sean were assignments, you know, like they were specific right. assignments too. So I knew the songs weren't anywhere near developed, you know. So I knew he would be the perfect person to do it. And then it just kind of started happening from there, and people really liked the first song and then the second song. And so here we are, and, you know, we're just going to keep going until we make an album or two, see what happens.
Brilliant. I'm very, very happy to have you here. It's such an amazing story. And so, Sean, you're a well-known guitarist here in Ireland. What has your life in music been like since the Lookalikes?
The Lookalikes in Ireland finished up in 1982, the initial band. And then I formed another band and we continued playing in Ireland. And I went to, in the mid-80s to late-80s, the music scene was pretty much dying here in Ireland, as was the economy. There was a mass exodus to America. So I went over myself to America to see if I could book some dates for the band. Places like CBGB's and the Ritz, the Bottom Line, I basically booked three weeks worth of dates for the band. So we went over and played those, and they were very successful. And that's when I really started to consider whether we should be in America or whether we should be in Ireland. As I say, there were so many Irish in America at the time. As in, when I say Irish, I'm talking about newly arrived young Irish, you know, I suppose between the ages of 18 and 30 or whatever. So we kind of had a ready-made audience, which was good for us, you know. Mm-hmm. And we went over and played, and we became very successful on the New York circuit. And then we kind of branched out, started doing Boston, Cape Cod, Nantucket, and a lot of work in Florida. That's basically how it happened and what we did for 12 years. Then my mother got ill, and I had to come home. Mm-hmm. So that was, unfortunately, a situation where I needed to take care of her pretty much full time. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back to playing just weekends and stuff where I could get cover for somebody to be here and look after my mom. And that continued up until 2009. My mom passed away, and then I started playing with different people here. Mm-hmm. When I was in New York, I did a lot of session work for different people in various studios, but I used to do regular sessions in a studio called Electric Lady, which is famous because of the fact that Jimi Hendrix recorded his albums there. I recorded in lots of different studios, and I produced a couple of albums for people and played a variety of instruments. I wanted to continue that aspect just as much as I wanted to play live, so I tried to mix both, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Since you guys both produce, I suppose you've pretty much been okay during the pandemic, have you? Like, being able to make material, or are you kind of feeling it?
Well, we're starting to feel it a little bit, because it's we would have several more singles out, I think, by now. Had
right,
because the process, even though we're doing it overseas, basically, my end, Sean still has to take his end and go into the studio.
Right.
And that the lockdown has been hindering that. But we're trying to come up with alternative ways right now, actually, to do that so that we can continue to record and then also eventually perform and do some live feeds. So
brilliant.
We're working on it. We're getting a lot of requests. So
yeah, fantastic. So I was actually just about to ask, like, what are the plans for Boy Blue?
The initial plan is to try and get the album completed, the initial album. There will be more than one album, that's for sure. It's just with the lockdown in Ireland, it's very difficult at the moment because of travel restrictions and everything being closed, you know. The only thing we can do about that is, as I say, we're trying to figure ways around it to get things done. We have a little plan in mind, which we hope will work. And that'll involve different people and basically giving us some help. And we'll move forward from there as soon as we get the opportunity, you know.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we're continually writing still. So even on even though we can't record together, we're still, you know, creating, and we have songs piling up, basically.
Brilliant.
So I have a feeling once the lockdown eases, or once we figure out an alternative, we're going to start probably pushing out songs left and right, I would think, because, you know, like I said, they're lining up right now. So
yeah, it's been a good time to kind of just stock up on material if you have to find a bright side in it. And so we'll be playing Misty Blue. So do you want to tell us a bit about that song?
Well, Misty Blue was actually one of my first assignments for school. And I was only supposed to have a limited amount of instrumentation in it. So I think I was allowed three instruments. So being a drummer, I left drums out on purpose because that's what people would expect. So I think it did keyboard and a slide and a guitar and a vocal. And that was it. And it was written basically attributed to a bunch of family members that had been lost, you know, about 10 years prior, just that whole decade. And so it was kind of, it's just written as an homage to them. And so I handed it to Sean and I said, I really think this could be something, you know, because people really liked the song, but it was so bare bones, you know, and so just undone. And he took it and, in my opinion, made a masterpiece out of it. And it frequently gets described as very epic and dramatic and, you know, that sort of thing. So people liked it. And it was our first one out the gate. And I think that it kind of introduced us pretty good, you know.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm really happy to be introducing it here on the podcast. So thank you so much for joining us, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you both. So everyone, this is Boy Blue. And here is their song called Misty Blue.
I see you walk through the door, oh, forevermore, forevermore. No, yeah. And I hear the music, sweet music, as I hide. The moon suffers by. Oh yeah, I see you out in the misty blue, out in the misty blue, out in the misty blue. That's where I look for you. I hear you too. We never know, no, we never know.
Show notes. So yes, all we've got left is our wild card. But before we do that, I'll need to say hello, Wayne. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you, Richie?
No, Wayne's actually connected. He's just
is he
talking.
Actually here?
Yeah, he's not. He's just not. he's not coming.
Wayne,
through.
What did you think of my impression?
I'm sure he's laughing, but we won't know because we can't hear him. We can't hear you, Wayne.
So, Richie, that them there's some good listenings, huh? How about we continue song? That there's them done some good listening.
You the artist. Get some good yeah. listenings out there, you know? That I was completely off the mark with mine. I don't know what I was.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.